Welcome back, everyone, to the Prepared Mindset Podcast. And this is, I will say, a special is not the right word. Maybe an out of cadence release of our, what is usually our Sunday sit rep. I actually missed it last weekend, and it's usually the first or second weekend of the month. But given that we have some breaking news at the time of this recording, I'm recording this on Wednesday, September the 10th, 2025. And was a conversation I had planned to talk about a couple other things, but at the time of this recording, there's breaking news regarding Charlie Kirk, who is the founder of Turning Point. He's a political activist. He is a conservative. You guys no doubt know the name Charlie Kirk. They did a caricature of him with Eric Cartman on South Park, right? And it has the prove me wrong debates and things like that. By all means, a very intelligent man, certainly a very conservative American who, you know, has a lot of heart and I would say a lot of bravery for sharing his sometimes unpopular opinions on a lot of things, you know. And I'll say unpopular as a generalized term, right? Because I think a lot of people in our community agree with what Charlie Kirk says in a lot of regards. I agree with a lot of what he says. I don't agree with everything he says. And I think that's okay, right? I think that we need people like that, that are willing to say the unpopular thoughts that we all have and take the heat, right? Because it's the right thing to do. Unfortunately, he has been shot at this time. To the best of my knowledge, he is in critical condition. So we're going to talk about this a little bit here because it's a really big deal. You know, when we have these, it's a political assassination or an attempted political assassination, no matter how you slice. Now, I don't want to sit here and compare Charlie Kirk to somebody like a Malcolm X or a Martin Luther King. But certainly, I think it is comparable in the same discussion that those were both political leaders for political movements that were very popular in our country at times when we had high turbulence and high amounts of turmoil, and their assassinations were, you know, felt across the entire United States. So we're going to get into that based off of the little bit I have. There's a couple other things I want to make sure I touch on. You guys, these sit rep episodes are an opportunity to hit on current events and sometimes politics, right? Get my opinion, my take, how I tie things together, why I think this is important for us to talk about, why I think it's relevant, why we need to realize this stuff is happening in the world around us. And so with that, first, I want to make sure we get to our sponsors and our ad space here. We got a couple great companies that help support these messages and these episodes that I bring to you guys on a weekly and then with the sit rep, like, you know, monthly or bi-monthly basis. So first, I want to say a very big thank you to Custom Night Vision. You guys, they're based out of Houston, Texas, and obviously they're a night vision company. If you guys are looking to step up your game, increase your capability as a prepared citizen, as a prepared American, right? Night vision is probably the biggest investment in yourself that you can make, because as humans, we can't see in the dark. That's where Custom Night Vision comes in, you guys. You can head on over to their website. It's customnightvision.com, and it's actually pretty intuitive. I know some people struggle with it, apparently, but it's very intuitive. You go to customnightvision.com. There's two big blue buttons. You can build your own monocular or single tube device or binocular dual tube device. And they have tons of housings and tubes in stock, a lot of options for you guys to pick from, whether those are intensifier tubes from companies like NNVT and Photonis, or Gen 3 options from companies like Elbit and L3. And if you guys don't know what that means, if you don't know if you need dual tubes, if you can get away with a single tube, if you want to build some kind of a fusion setup where you can pair a single tube of night vision with a single tube of thermal, they carry all the supplies and parts to make that happen. And you can reach out to them directly at the website. In the lower right-hand corner, they have a chat function. So you can head over to customnightvision.com, find that chat icon, and then reach out to one of the team members there, either Kevin or Trevor or even Ben, and have a conversation. Hey, this is what I want. I don't really know how to get there. Can you guys help me? Can you guide me through this? Can you make a recommendation for what I'm trying to do, what my use case is? Can you guys please make a recommendation on how I can be most capable, most effective? Again, here's what I'm trying to do, here's what I want, and here's my budget, and those guys are there to give you the most transparent purchasing experience possible. You guys, again, one more time, it's customnightvision.com. go check out the website, see everything they have in stock. I guarantee you they're going to be able to help help take care of you, get you all set up, helmets, night vision, lasers, flashlights, optics, and a whole bunch more, you guys. It's customnightvision.com. And certainly here also want to take a moment and say thank you to our friends at Harrington Arms to the south of us in Ohio. You can check out their website, harringtonarms.com, that's Harrington with an E, for all the great products that they have to offer you. So whether that's a compensator, a magazine extension, they do have magwells. They're going to be releasing a barrel and compensator combination product later on this year. Very, very exciting stuff, as that's kind of the way the market's moving. Harrington's a fantastic company. It's trying to do this the right way. They have a lot of, you know, science and methods and logic behind how they design their compensators to run with the most popular handguns that we see on the market, including Glock, Springfield, even the Palmetto State Dagger. Lots of options for those, and the M&P line and more. Again, it's harringtonarms.com. You can head on over to their website. You can check out all of those for yourself. They sent me their HC95 compensator. Doesn't make you an incredibly better shooter, but it takes the edge off. It's going to help you go a little bit faster. It's going to help you enjoy it just a little bit more. I've loved running it so far. I think you guys will get a kick out of it. Again, head on over to harringtonarms.com and check out their entire catalog for yourself. All right. So thank you to our supporting sponsors, and I don't want to, shortchange it or sound unenthusiastic talking about that, but I'm a little bit riled up right now. I'm a little bit upset with what's going on. I took some notes here. So it's September 10th, right? And obviously, I think every American is very, very well aware that September 10th, 2001, was the last day that many of us grew up knowing unquestioned peace in our country. So I, you know, the events of September 11th, something, you know, we mourn that, we remember it, right? And that was very much the intent I had for this conversation, for this discussion, when I got up this morning and planned to sit down and talk about this. Going through my workday, ideating a little bit. Hey, what can I say? What's important here? And there's a couple other news things I want to get to as well. But have to talk about Charlie Kirk. So Charlie Kirk, you guys know, he's only 31. He actually speaks very well for somebody who's barely into his 30s. Not a college educated individual, just a very educated individual in the classic sense of, hey, if you can read books, you can know things. And, I know a lot of people hate him in this world, unfortunately, most of them on the liberal side of things. I'm not trying to draw lines, and I'm not trying to create division here, guys. I'm just giving you, I think, what we can agree are facts, right? Those people on the liberal sides of discussions, on the Democrat side of things, those aren't hard lines necessarily, but there's a lot of connections there, right? They do not like Charlie Kirk. Those are the people that end up making it into the viral clips of him debating with them, and they melt down and they scream profanities and things like that. So Charlie Kirk was in Utah doing one of his one of his popular events, right? The Prove Me Wrong debate. So they set up the tent, right? And he sits there and he's got his microphone, and it's basically an open mic opportunity for people to come up and debate with him different points, different topics, whether it be world politics, whether it be economics. It could be I won't say it's like biblical things, but he does reference the Bible quite a bit, because he is a conservative and he is a Christian, which I think a lot of us appreciate about him and the perspective that he brings to the conversations, right? Especially on topics, things like abortion, right? That's a very hot button issue, and that's something that he's spoken on a lot. It's also something that a lot of people don't agree with him on both sides of the aisle to different regards and extents. And this is not to talk about that, but he was shot, okay? By all reports, what I'm getting is this is a rifle shot taken at approximately 200 yards. I've had a number of videos sent to me just in the last, this is late breaking in the last like 45 minutes at the time of me recording this, you guys. So, had a number of videos sent to me where you could, the first one was from a distance, some kind of high rise or maybe a parking structure where you could clearly see like the impact and the ripple, maybe like the air disruption around the impact. You see a shirt ripple and you kind of see his arms and head go limp a little bit. Or a lot of it actually. And then that video was taken down, and then another video was sent to me. You can actually see the impact and you just see the blood spurting, because he was hit in the left side of his neck. You see his arms flail. Immediately when you see things like that, the spurting blood means arterial, right? Which is very, very bad. Anytime that you nick an artery or, you know, there's a gunshot wound with an artery, it is, no questions asked, it is life-threatening. This isn't like, and again, not to downplay what happened to President Trump when he was on the campaign trail last summer, but he was nicked in the ear, okay? This was a 200-yard, from what I understand, a 200-yard rifle shot. Now, I don't know what kind of rifle was used. I'm sure that the liberal media will take this as an opportunity to leverage it and say, see, one of your own was attacked with these weapons. Nobody needs them. And, you know, Utah is a fairly conservative state that is typically fairly safe, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I'm sure it'll be sold as an AR platform rifle, and then you'll see the image, and it probably wasn't. Although it could have been, right? But it will be politicized, right? The rifle itself will be a huge political point. And then you'll get these talking heads on the Democrat side, I'm sure, who will say, oh, you know, thoughts and prayers for Charlie and his family, but we deserve gun control to make sure things like this never happen. And they'll try to use it as an opportunity to appeal to conservative Americans and say, see, you're wrong for wanting firearms. But I digress. So he was shot. They do have the killer in custody, or the alleged, I'm sorry. Let me revise that. They do have the alleged shooter in custody, not a killer, because at this point, at least to the best of my knowledge, folks, right, he has not died. He is in critical condition and was already at a hospital, right? His security team transported him, rendered immediate aid. Thank God. They're within literally arm's reach of him at all times. And I think that's probably a saving grace, truly. The concerning part, you know, as a man as intelligent as him and everything, when you see the arms flail like that and him kind of go limp, may indicate a spinal cord injury, which would be truly, truly horrible for somebody, you know, 31. You're at the infancy of your life almost. Not literally, right? But 31 is young, man, right? And that doesn't make it any better. If he was 61, that wouldn't justify what the hell happened. And I don't. What I want to really iterate here or reiterate is not, it's not that it's Charlie Kirk. It's that this shouldn't fucking happen, right? We now live in a world where people with dissenting opinions, people on, I'll say it, on the left side of things, right, think that it is somehow a justifiable measure to take matters in their own hands and use a firearm to shoot somebody with opposing viewpoints. What I find very upsetting about this is that the mainstream media still, and our elected leaders in this country, still weaponize these moments, and they point at folks like you and I. And I say that because I assume that if you're listening to this podcast, you have a fairly conservative lifestyle. Maybe not completely. Maybe you're libertarian, right? So you're a little bit more down the middle, but you probably lean more conservative just because liberalism, I think, right now is in the United States. Liberalism in the United States is at a place where you are either drastically hard left, or you're not at all. So that's my observation, you know. And listen, if that's how you want to live your life, those are the values you hold. I don't hold those against you. We simply disagree. And that, I think, the disagreement piece is what makes the world go round. So when you have these mouthpieces, right, that spew hate speech, right, on either side, because you can call, I'm sure people on the left call what Charlie Kirk's and people like him will say as hate speech. It is your right. It's the First Amendment, right? Right to free speech. If you don't like it, don't fucking listen. That's how I see it. You know how many times I turn off the news, I turn off TV? I've stopped watching TV shows, like syndicated TV shows, like the show SWAT on CBS is one that I really, really wanted to love. And then as political as it got, I just stopped watching. I didn't, you know, go do something aggressive towards somebody involved with that entire project and effort. I just simply chose to ignore it and live my life in a way which aligns with my values and my wants and my desires. It, you know, whether that's, you know, adhering, you know, to the Bible, right, to the Christian Bible, or whatever, right? But we now live in this world where people find it apparently reasonable and justifiable to take a firearm and attempt to take someone's life. So yes, obviously President Trump over the campaign trail in July of last summer. Now we're talking about Charlie Kirk, right? We had an incident, you know, in this Minnesota school shooting, right? Where it was a transgender individual attacked a church. So a Catholic school and opened fire on children attending mass at the school. And their mother was a staff member at the institution. And again, it is people on the, by all indications, the liberal side of things attacking people on the conservative side of things. And you can, if I am identifying that wrong, if I'm observing that incorrectly, please like call me on it. I want to be correct about this. When I'm having these ponderings, when I'm having these thoughts and everything, because this stuff, I mean, if you find yourself in 2025, when this kind of stuff happens and it doesn't consume you a little bit, I kind of wonder where your mind is at. You know, and maybe you're just too busy. You have kids, you have all kinds of stuff going on, and I'm not throwing shade because of that, but it's hard not to see these things and wonder what the world's coming to. Especially you have children, you know, what kind of world am I raising my children in? I don't. You know, my wife and I, we do not have children, and I wonder what kind of world are we living in? You know, she wants to go out to dinner. And I wonder to myself all the time, all right, I need to carry a firearm. Oh, we want to go someplace that, you know, has alcohol and booze. Okay, so what are my options? You know, do I say F it and carry anyways and can technically commit a crime? No, I don't like doing that. I don't want to do that, right? Okay, do I ask her to forego where she wants to go and go someplace where I can safely carry? Okay, you know, I'm asking her to give up her wants and desires for my wants and desires, you know, and safety, right? Or do we just not leave the house at all because we're so afraid of what could happen in the outside world? And I don't think that's any way to live either, obviously. but this is becoming a repeated pattern of behavior, right? And for years on social media, we would see the jokes. It's probably an angry white man with a rifle shooting these people. And if you look at the data, if you look at the numbers over the past several years here, I think skin color has very little to do with it. They may be white. Okay, they may not be. But I think politically, they fall on a certain side of things. And then we're seeing a lot of these mass shooters and things like that in those incidents are transgender individuals. And again, I'm not saying that I'm completely against the transgender lifestyle. If you're an adult and you can make your own choices and that's how you choose to live your life, then I don't have a problem with it. It's not how I choose to live my life. And I would hope that you would then respect that enough to leave that away from children, leave that away from people who don't want to be bothered with it or be a part of it. You know, like live and let live. All right. I have enough stress in my life with my day job and my family and obviously running this podcast and my own training and my own studying, you know, and things like, you know what I mean? Like there's enough stress in life that I don't need to absorb other people's stress and problems and carry that burden upon my own shoulders. Right. But you know, the data, I don't think we can be upset when you look at the data and the data shit, you know, points that out. You can be disturbed by what that data is telling you. Yes. But can you be upset at the messenger for communicating what that data is telling you? No, you really can't. And that's you know, something I'm learning and working on with my career is, you know, with difficult conversations and difficult communications, as long as what you're saying is based and grounded in and rooted in fact and data, then it, you know, you are doing the right thing. And I think when we look at this, that's what we're seeing. When we see, you know, these attempts on the lives of political figures, right? Because that's what someone like Charlie Kirk really becomes then, because, you know, he's an ally of Trump. He helped campaign for Donald Trump. He's an advocate for Donald Trump. He's an advocate for a lot of Trump's policies. Yeah, when you see these assassinations take place, you know, and these people feel completely validated in their actions. I think I saw two videos of this man being arrested, and all he would say to the camera was, "I have the right to remain silent. I have the right to remain silent." Like, yes, you do. Miranda rights. Yes, it's a notable, if not foundational, case of the Supreme Court. And yes, you do have the right to remain silent, and you do have a right to a trial by jury, right? And at this point, yeah, we're like an hour out from what happened, so it is certainly too early to say definitively what happened, but it does appear that we have a pretty clear idea of it already. The man hasn't denied anything. And we'll learn more. But by all indications, if Charlie Kirk does survive this, he will not be himself. There will not be a full recovery there. The loss of blood and oxygen due to a neck wound is substantial in the damage and trauma that it causes to the body. If there's a spinal cord injury, you guys can take that, your mind, I mean, loss of, you know, your ability to walk. You could become a quadriplegic potentially. That's why it's so concerning, you know, not that any other gunshot in a different place would be less concerning. That's maybe perhaps a poor way for me to word that, but if he survives, and that's a big if right now, he's listed in critical condition. And if this guy was any better a shooter, it would be even more alarming, because at 200 yards, depending on the caliber, depending on the barrel length, the wind and everything, you know, what are you trying, where was he aiming for? Was he aiming for the neck? It seems like a rather small target when you consider the size of the head or the center torso, right? So I think we're all going to be watching to see and understand what's going on and what's going to happen. And I think this may be I hope it's not used as a rallying cry to incite further violence. That's my hope. I think that one of the things that I've stood by as prepared mindset has been in existence. And one of the things that I am pretty firm in trying to explain to people is that the training that we do, the rights that we exercise by carrying concealed firearms, it is a shield. I will never be a person that advocates or condones for actively and aggressively pursuing violence against others. I see this as a way to protect your family, to protect your home. Now, on whatever scale that means, if that's a one-on-one, you know, incident where somebody tries to kidnap one of your children in the middle of the store, or something, I guess that's a bad example as well. But you get what I'm saying. If it's a one-on-one incident, or if we look at some kind of larger military scale, you know, action against the United States, like the movie Red Dawn, however far you guys want to take it, right? That's where I see these tools fitting. I am not going to ever advocate for mass violence because of political ideals, because it's one of the things that our country was founded on and grounded in and based on, was the ability to coexist with differing opinions. That's why the right to free speech is the First Amendment, right? That's why it's the first, the need to protect that. That's why the Second Amendment was second. The first is the most important and paramount, meaning that our founders saw the importance to being able to speak your mind, because it was not something that was guaranteed in the country that we fucking came from, which is why now you're seeing things in the United Kingdom where people are being ticketed and fined and imprisoned for hate speech on the internet and posting, you know, quote unquote, you know, mean memes. That's what happens when you don't have that. So, you know, like I said, I don't hate people for having a different viewpoint, having a different perspective, for believing and worshiping in different ways than I do. I really don't. You know, live and let live. There's plenty of people who I have some pretty decent political disagreements with. Still able to be, you know, amicable with them, still able to be friends with those folks, still able to carry on conversations on, you know, issues that aren't tied to that, you know, for the most part. Yeah, we can talk about the weather. Yeah, we can talk about our favorite sports teams. Yeah, we can talk about experiences we've had with food and restaurants. And there's so much to life outside this. And I can coexist with those people. I can. And I'm happy to, honestly, because sometimes those people are, you know, very insightful and enlightening on different parts of life. If you're not actually a politician and you let this stuff be the driver behind who you do and do not associate with, I think you're missing out on a part of life. I really do. But the violence, man, just the violence that we're experiencing, due to political, alignment and affiliation. And I've experienced it, you know, physically. I'm a pretty imposing dude. So I have not had anybody, save for maybe one time, I think, where somebody maybe tried to escalate physically in a discussion around anything political. Now the individual is like 5'9" and a little pipsqueak and thought better of it. You know, you could see him it was literally, I know you like watch the cartoons or somebody gets upset and you can watch the thermometer of their body like rise as they turn beet red and everything. And it's usually like the slide whistle effect behind it, thinking of like old school Looney Tunes. I could literally see this happening with this individual. And it was at, of course, of all things, it was at a Super Bowl party. And talking about, you know, socioeconomic issues and why it's nobody's fault that they can't make more money and blah, blah, blah. And basically, you know, trying to tell me that because I make more money than them, I deserve to pay more taxes than them and they should have to do less. If I had to give it a crude high-level explanation. But, you know, I've never had it because I think because of my stature in a lot of instances, I think that in and of itself is a de-escalation measure. Now, if my wife is out on her own, that's different. She's not physically imposing. She just isn't. And most women aren't, which, you know, hey, that's something you have to account for and be aware of. And, you know, the amount of violence out in this world, it's something that it validates why so many of us are in pursuit of the skills that we are here. You can talk about basic preparedness, you know, which we do, maybe not as much as we should. We taught water purification, food storage, survival skills. You talk about field craft work. And all of those things are obviously extremely valuable and extremely beneficial, right? But then you talk about actual survival skills and put them in. Here's the critical part people miss is you have to put it in the context of your own situation for it to mean a fucking thing to you. And I'm not saying that if you live in the suburbs like I do, that you shouldn't learn fieldcraft skills like I have. That's all good stuff to know. Small unit tactics, small unit movement, fieldcrafts, you know, survival tactics and things like that. Like, that's all good stuff to know. But prioritize what is most immediately going to help you. So if you live in the middle of suburbia, you better know how to fucking work, operate, and survive in a suburban area, which means awareness. You know, hey, if you're surrounded by people all the time, you need to be aware. You need to know what's going on. I think probably one of the most unfortunate things that's happened since our last sit-rep discussion is the death of this Ukrainian immigrant. I'm going to probably butcher this name, so I do apologize for those of you that have been following this, but Irina Zarutska, she was attacked in, I believe it was in North Carolina, went and got on the subway to go come home from her job, and a 14-time felon, 14 fucking times. I saw the video. Dude just sits up a little bit. You can see him unfold his folding pocket knife, stands up, and then proceeds to stab this woman. And then you can see him walking down the train car and the dripping blood trail, takes his hoodie off and wraps around his hand and the knife and everything and walks off with it. And what's even fucking worse is that people around this woman did nothing to help. Nobody helped apply pressure. She literally bled out alone and scared in the subway. And all she was trying to do, she came to this country by all indications, and I could be wrong, but by all indications, she came here legally. She immigrated from Ukraine. She's out there, you know, contributing to the system by working a job. And this is what happens to her. And this is the kind of violence and shit that we have all over the place now. And it's because, you know, I think a lot of our elected leadership dropped the ball. And everyone goes, oh, no, you can't imprison these people because of the color of their skin. And that's racist and that's profiling. Okay, well, regardless of the color of their skin, if you're a 14-time felon, I don't know that you're fit to live with society. I don't know how else to say that, you know, because we see things like this happen and you go, oh my gosh, how did this happen? And you look at their rap sheet and their record and you go, how the fuck did this happen? How did they get let out? How are they out here and able to do this? Because here's the thing. It's not the knife. It's not the gun. It's not the claw hammer. It's not whatever they used, right? It's the evil son of a bitch who's carrying out that vile act. And yeah, it's scary, you guys. It's fucking horrific out there. And I think that's why what we do here is important. You have, yes, carry concealed. Yes, obviously practice medical skills. Go take medical training. If the things that we're seeing within the last 2 weeks, right? So this Ukrainian immigrant, Ariana, I believe, again, I'm sorry, if the shot on Charlie Kirk, right? Hey, when am I going to need that medical skill? Well, you know what? Wound packing and pressure applications and things like that. Hey, guess what? Guess what probably saved Charlie Kirk's life today, as we didn't just immediately bleed out on the scene? Assuming that he, you know, is surviving. You know, that kind of fucking training, right? Hey, what would have saved that young woman on the subway? That kind of medical training. Now, yeah, they're both neck wounds. So, no, guess what? The one piece of training that everybody has and says is it's good enough to get by is applying a tourniquet. You know, hey, about an inch above the wound, tighten the shit out of it, you know, and then write the time down on it and don't leave it there for more than X amount of hours, blah, 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 whatever. You can't apply a tourniquet to the neck. So that's not going to help you there. So do you have any kind of other base understanding? Do you carry any other kind of medical supplies with you? Rolled gauze? And how much do you carry? A single roll is not going to be enough. A lot of people carry those ankle kits, and a lot of time those kits are convenient, but they don't carry as much supplies as you're going to need for one of these critical incidents. So guys, I don't, you know, I feel like I've kind of jumped all over the place. So I do apologize if this feels like it's been, if this feels like it's been a lot to you, if it feels like it's, you know, just one of those sit reps where Austin is just flying off the handle, you know, I do apologize. It's not that what I wanted to come on here and talk about. And certainly with tomorrow being September 11th, I would love to sit here and talk about that. But I can't right now. My mind is not there. My mind's on, you know, I'm upset. You know, I'm frustrated. I don't see why we have to live this way in our country like this. And what's more upsetting is now you're going to see people going to social media making asshole comments. There's people that are laughing at this on social media. Huh, Charlie Kirk dies. Oh, serves him right. And it's like, you fucking piece of shit. Seriously, it's a senseless loss of life. If you don't like the guy, then you should go debate him and prove him wrong. And if you can't fucking prove him wrong because you haven't put in the effort that he has to become educated, then you know what? You made the choice. That's your choice. And if you also have put in that effort and still can't prove him wrong, maybe it means that he's not wrong. We can't acknowledge that, though. In 2025, we've become so unaccountable for every part of ourselves and our lives that this is what we've degenerated to. If I don't like what somebody else is saying because it's either more right than what I believe or I don't want to hear it, I will just shoot them. And it's the shittiest fucking thing. It is. It's really, really upsetting. You know, and I encourage everybody to be upset about this, to be frustrated with this, and to maybe this is an inspirational moment for you to voice your opinions on these kinds of things. Hey, you know what? This man, he'll be a martyr. You know, and maybe this is a rallying cry for people across this country, because for years, conservative Americans have decided not to act out the way that liberal Americans have. I do appreciate that, because the antics and the bullshit, nobody needs it. But you know what? Why should we just lay down and not be heard? Our voices matter. Our opinions matter. Our lifestyle is important, and we have the right to that lifestyle. Especially because, I mean, yes, some people do, but a lot of people aren't trying to force it on anybody else. They just want to live their life. And I know there's those, it's always going to be those issues where anybody raises the red flag and goes, oh, what about the guys in Congress that are lobbying for abortion to be, you know, outlawed? Like, okay. Look, nothing's ever perfect. 80% solutions here, folks, right? But the greater majority of Americans who live in the center of all this shit, they're not far left and they're not far right. They live in the middle. We just want to be able to live our lives the way that we see them fit to be lived. And I think in America in 2025 right now, that's a question mark for me. You know, this used to be the land of the free. Now it's the land of the free with an asterisk. And it's like, as long as you're not, you don't offend anybody else and they don't, you know, feel so inclined to try and take your life. I don't know what else to say about it. I hope he survives. I hope that miraculously he might be okay. There's honestly, at the time that, you know, we're kind of rolling up towards the end of where I like to keep these things, or, you know, I try to go about 30 to 45 minutes. So, I may finish this recording and I may, go back to, my phone or my computer, and I may find that Charlie Kirk has unfortunately passed. And if that's the case, it will be very, very sad. And I will mourn the loss, because while I didn't agree with everything he said, I marveled at that man's intelligence for not being, because I'm not a big advocate for college education. I think that a lot of the on the job training stuff has a lot more value. I think putting yourself in a ridiculous amount of debt for a piece of paper that actually brings you no value, in many instances, not in all instances, but in many instances, right? I think it's a little bit ridiculous, especially when you look at what housing, you know, prices are at and stuff. And he is a self-made person. By all indications, he, you know, you can say he had money to help launch Turning Point. He's had money to help for this and that. But the education and the intelligence piece is the one thing you can't buy. You have to do that work. You have to go read those books. You have to go study that material. You have to be invested in that. It by all means, it's been his lifestyle to try and spread the message which he believes in. And if he is passed, God bless him and his family. And I think the world lost a tremendous human being, because those are the kinds of people that historically make a difference. And we all try to make a difference, but in our own ways, right? But I think some people obviously are just more larger than life, you know? And I think whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he would fit in that category. You know, he's emulated in popular media. He's, you know, featured in our news it's just, I don't know. You guys, I think you hear what I'm saying here. I don't want to like continue to belabor the point. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. I appreciate you guys listening and supporting Prepared Mindset. You know, maybe we'll do another one of these as a fast follow with the update on the condition. If you guys appreciate this content, please consider giving us a subscription on whatever service you're listening to this on. Subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe or follow us rather on Instagram, on all of our socials. That stuff really, really helps, especially as we're actively being pursued by, you know, liberal media, liberal platforms. You know, I had a buddy send me a screenshot today. Anything that has content of you speaking positively of firearms, which obviously I do, is going to be removed or banned, despite what President Trump promised us in a lot of his, you know, campaign and election stuff. And despite what Mark Zuckerberg came out and said, after, you know, the heat that he took in the media. So any kind of support that you guys can throw at us is going to be tremendously helpful in helping us grow and keeping the message alive out there. Thank you guys again so much for listening. God bless all of you, and your families. Stay safe out there. That's all I got for this week, folks. You know, until next time, work hard, train smarter, be prepared.